garbage day. And those were really the main things that we didn't have to do.
Were there particular things that women got to do? You know, at some places, some traditional places, then they had sewing groups. Things like that that women did more?
We didn't necessarily have sewing groups, but, my mother did teach. She taught me how to at least, do needlework and crochet and things like that. And those were things that she was passing on from her grandmother and everything. So, something I still know how to do. But other than that, nothing in particular. And it really just depended on what you wanted to do. My sister wanted nothing to do with it, so she didn't know how to do any of it. Cooking, she didn't care. So I know how to cook and do all that different type of stuff. So she doesn't.
Did you ever get together in any sort of groups to do this? Did some people like crafts?
I know that there were craft groups. I have a friend whose mother, they call it their wrecking crew, since, all their daughters were in dance at the recreation center, and they still get together on a certain night every week and do crafts. So I think we weren't involved in anything because we were so involved in sports. So we didn't get into any of that. I did Girl Scouts, so I guess that's a bit of a crafting group, really. So, did that for several years.
What sports did you like to do?
I was a softball player since I was 8 years old. And so, I was a softball player, and so was my sister, and my brother did baseball. So, that's why we didn't have time for anything else, because with three kids running around to different parks at different times, because we're all far apart in ages, so no one was ever at the same place at the same time. So, yes, I played softball with the city for, 10 years in their youth program, and I still play, as co-ed now. So, and my father was the coach for most of those years. When I was younger, he coached my sister instead, and so he was the assistant coach for my team. But, so that was probably my favorite Roswell memories are all softball.
Were the teams all from Roswell, or did they come from surrounding places, even from Atlanta?
Since it was a recreation league instead of a travel team, they were all from Roswell. And it was slow-pitch softball at the time. It wasn't yet fast-pitch. Now fast-pitch is, we'll play with all different teams. But at the time, we were all from Roswell. And it was a big program. I think when I was 12 years old, there was something like 10 teams in the league. And so that's 120 12-year-olds playing. So it was a lot of fun. It was pretty much what everybody did. So had to do a sport.
Riley, have you got any things you want to chip in
about
here?
If I have anything I wanted to ask? I had a couple along the way. If I think of something, maybe I'll throw it
in. No, you should just jump in if you've got something.
How about, I'm always interested in like the social aspect of going to school. You talked a little bit about it. Can you talk a little bit about like driving your car to school? Was that a big deal? Or?
Driving your car to school was huge. It was like a big right, And as I said, I switched schools. And as a junior at Chattahoochee, you weren't allowed to because they were so overcrowded that they didn't have room. But as a junior at Centennial, we had plenty of room. So you'd go, and it was a big deal. Oh, well, who needs a ride? And you'd always make sure you had a ride to school because nobody wanted to ride the bus. And so you'd drive to school, and you'd always get there. In hindsight, it's so silly. You'd get to school 30 minutes early so that you could find a spot in the hall, sit down, and wait as all your other friends kind of come over and congregate. And it's silly now because you could have slept longer. But so that was like in the morning was always our really big social time. And so we'd all sit around and talk. And then because everybody was in so many different classes that we'd separate again. And lunch was again another big time. And then after school was again a huge time because, everybody's done. And so you'd stand around again for a long time and then wonder why there was so much traffic in the parking lot. So that was pretty much the big social aspect there.
Yeah. Sometimes our priorities stay the same.
Yeah.
Did you stay after school to do a lot of activities? A lot?
Well, normally I would buzz out of there as quickly as possible because I worked every day over at and so I'd pretty much have to be over to work within 10 minutes of the last bell. Mm-hmm. So I didn't stay after to do many things. I know there was plenty of things to choose from. It's just I chose to go elsewhere.
Did a lot of your friends work or did most people not have jobs?
Most people did not work. Not during the year. During the summer, they normally would. A lot of people's parents wouldn't let them.